You live in a world of choices. Today, you made the right choice.
I can't even get past it. It's just... it's so big.
This is The Drop. On this episode of The Drop, Clayto Rodriguez.
I'm from San Antonio, Texas, so, you know, we have nothing but tacos. It's good. We got tacos and heat. That's it, you know, and I love doing comedy. It's fun. You get to pretty much, you know, you have 23 hours in a day. You only work 1 hour. It's like, hey, come on. Who's going to complain about that?
Now, here's your host, Dan Portnoy.
Welcome to The Drop. My name is Dan, and it's so great that you're here with me, because together, we're a pair. Apart, well, we're just single people, and that's okay in a non-codependent way. Today's show is a fantastic one. Clayto Rodriguez is joining us. You're probably familiar with him from his work on The George Lopez Show, The Wayne Brady Show, BET, MTV, and Comedy Central. He's been all over. But he is on the rise, and you can check him out, of course, at ClaytoRodriguez.com. And really funny guy. And I was able to catch up with him here at a show, just local. So fantastic to catch up with him. Also here at The Drop, many things happening on the website. We're so glad you're commenting and getting involved with what we've got going on and the tips that you're sending in and letting us know about, you know, some bands that are happening in your area and how they're blowing up. And we just love getting that info from you. So keep sending it to info@thedroponline.com. for those tips. We really appreciate it. And thank you very much. We've also got some fantastic merchandise. If you want to be part of the cast of thousands, you too can grab a Drop t-shirt. And those are available through the website for just 10 bucks. So you can't beat that. You can't beat a $10 t-shirt unless you want kind of like a dirty $10 t-shirt. We will be right back with Clayto Rodriguez.
You're listening to The Drop. Stay right there.
I'm 31 years old and I don't know how to pronounce gyro. Is it gyro, euro, gyro? What the crap? Can someone who's Greek tell me how this is supposed to be?
The Drop will return right after this.
If you or anyone in your family suffers from
syphilis
or even
gonosyphilis herpes,
or if you or anyone in your family has symptoms of
herpolitis,
please log on to thedroponline.com for the sake of yourself and your family.
Hey, this is Matt from Saxon Shore.
This is Mike Davidson of Newsline.com.
This is Matt Hughes, UFC welterweight world champion.
This is Jess from MacRock, and you're listening to The Drop.
Now, here's Dan with Clayto Rodriguez.
Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for letting me talk with you.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. So, okay, as a comedian, you're all over the place. You know, MTV, BET, the whole shebang. Here in the middle of Lynchburg, Virginia, kind of a weird thing. We're glad you're here.
Which is on fire.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like San Antonio, LA, Lynchburg. It's crazy. How does that all come together for those of us who aren't as familiar with what you've got going on? Let me know a little bit about what you've got going on. What's coming up?
Okay, actually, I've been doing comedy for about 10 years. I started as a filthy, dirty comedian, and all of a sudden I got speaking to some people, and because of my faith as well, I just started doing clean humor and started getting ready for TV and started realizing that it was flowing better, you know, doing clean humor. And you work extra hard competing with, you know, some of the comics that prefer, and there are people out there that prefer the dirty stuff, and you know, it's to each their own, you know, that kind of thing. But at the same time, for me, just, you know, doing it clean is just has been you know, special to me, because it gives me a challenge to go ahead and see, can you do it? And I've been doing comedy all over the country, and I've been blessed in certain areas. I worked in Las Vegas not too long ago. That was interesting, you know, and seeing your name in lights kind of freaks you out, and especially when it doesn't say waitstaff behind it, so you're kind of excited. And and then how I wound up in Lynchburg, my manager, you know, decided the guy was booked here at Liberty University. Yeah, it's my first time here in Lynchburg. I've been to Virginia before, Richmond. I did the Funny Bone there a few years back. And, you know, this kind of, I love it here. It's nice. It's really beautiful. It's, I'm from San Antonio, Texas. So, you know, we have nothing but tacos. So, other than that, you know, it's good. It's good. We got tacos and heat. That's it, you know. And But as far as some of the things coming up, I'll be, you know, Lord willing, tomorrow I'll be in Dallas, and then I got a big opportunity to go perform for the troops in Afghanistan and at the end of the month, and hopefully if everything goes well, I'll be over there.
Fantastic. Now, would you say that this is the time of the Latino comic?
You know, actually, I almost think that, You know, I think when George Lopez came on the scene and Carlos Mencia is now on the scene doing his thing, they've opened a few more doors that have expanded, you know, the opportunity for, you know, Latino acts to go out there and just say, hey, you know what, I can do just about the same. And right now, I kind of like would like nothing more than to be, you know, a really hilarious Latino that does it clean, you know. And there's a couple more of them out there that do it clean, but you really got to work extra hard to make it happen. And to me, I thought, you know, when Ricky Martin and Mark Anthony and J-Lo came out, that was, I missed my boat, you know, that kind of thing. And I was like, well, then I saw Lopez and Mencia, and now we got Mario Lopez on Dances with Stars. We have hope. And so I'm kind of excited about that. So I'm kind of hoping that, you know, everything will work out. And if not, I can always, you know, sing in a mariachi group or something like that. Yeah, I got goals, you know, so we'll see what happens.
They're fantastic on the Riverwalk down in San Antonio.
Yes, they are. You've been to San Antonio. Okay, you've seen the little muddy water there that we have there, the Riverwalk. And they're great. I couldn't make it in a mariachi group. I really couldn't because I'm not, you know, big enough. But other than that, you know, it's cool. It's not too bad. I love doing comedy. It's fun. You get to pretty much, you know, you have 23 hours in a day. You only work 1 hour. It's like, hey, come on. Who's going to complain about that?
Yeah, you can't beat that. I only work 30 minutes, so.
Look at that. I want your gig. I'm in the wrong gig. See what I'm saying? I can never win. You know, I'm in the wrong gig.
Excellent. Well, any truth to the rumor that there's alligators in the Riverwalk?
Look, enough about my uncle. That one time he was drunk. You know, he fell in. And he had to get out. I don't know what happened, but we call him the Snapping Turtle because, you know, he actually did fall in Riverwalk. And the bad thing was there was no one near him. So, other than that, you're just kind of, you know, San Antonio's lovely. It's great. But, you know, as far as, you know, the Mecca comedy and being from Texas, it'd probably be somewhere like you're looking at Houston or Dallas, one of those, you know, big wig, you know, towns. And if not, you can go to L.A. or New York and just get lost in the shuffle. So it's pretty much, you know. But as you can tell, tonight I'm in Lynchburg and, you know, career's on fire. You know, I'm booming. I'm booming. I'm telling you, I'm huge.
Do you just find you just stare in the mirror and just say, wow,
I've made it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I stand there and I look at myself like, wow, this is incredible. Billboards everywhere. And I put them up.
Yeah.
Just with me and my seventh grade picture. You know, it's just a couple of pictures of me and Easter, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah,
it's,
but the cowlick, you know, and the slick over, that's, yeah, nice.
You
know, I mean,
it's, you can only wear the mullet for so many seasons.
That's right. Nice. Now, what is it? Is there anything pop culture-wise or that's just really striking you funny and as you look around at People Magazine or watching TV, flipping on, that just seems a little odd?
If I see Britney Spears have another baby, really, I'm going to freak out. I mean, what is she, like, on her fifth one now? I don't know. Every time I turn around, she's having a baby, and I'm like, come on. And then the baby wants to drive. I mean, come on. Put in the car seat, will you? You know, but I don't know. I think as far as a lot of things going on around, you know, today, it's kind of crazy. There's a lot of new things coming on, you know. But I think the big thing right now is that, you know, the computer, the technology, everything that's going on, MySpace, you know, all that stuff. Which, by the way, I'm on MySpace. If you yeah, it's a neat little thing. My kid introduced me to that. My kid, you know, like, oh, yeah, look at him. I'm friends with someone in London. Oh, okay. And, you know, the guy, well, yeah, your friend's 42. What's up with that? You know, you're 15. Come on, you know. So it's kind of crazy. But other than that, you know, we just, you know, a lot of things that's going on. You know, everything's changing. You know, everything's changing. You got so many things taking place, and as far as, like, not only in just, you know, in our region, but everywhere across the world, you know, it's just kind of times. Now's the time to laugh. That's why I see it. You know, it's you gotta come out and just really, you know, just laugh at everything that's going on and just, you know, take it in stride, and then you know, you'll find out what's really, you know, something that you really want to take serious. And when you do, you know, you open up to that. So you got to come on. You got to. Yeah, that's when I think more of anything, everyone's gonna just need more comedy in their lives. You know, with all the drama going on around us, so.
No doubt about it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. We can check out your website at?
GlethoRodriguez.com. C-L-E-T-O Rodriguez, RodriguezCom. C-O-M.
Excellent. And you can check the links out at the drop online. We'll have it there. And thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
That's how it all went down when Cleto Rodriguez was involved. Big thanks to him. You can check him out at CletoRodriguez.com. Of course, you can check The Drop for the links. If you're feeling, you know, like you only want to do one click instead of typing. Because sometimes I don't know how to type. And then I met Mavis Beacon. Well, that's it for us here at The Drop. Thanks so much for listening. Again, thanks for checking out thedroponline.com and giving us the heads up on all your tips. So, thanks a bunch. From me to you, heartfelt BFFs, you and me. That's it for us here at The Drop. My name's Dan Portnoy, and for the cast of thousands, have a good night and be safe.
You've been listening to The Drop. Your host has been Dan Portnoy. For more information about The Drop, go to thedroponline.com or send an email to info@thedroponline.com. This podcast was produced and engineered by Chris Weigel at Audio Concepts, and it has been a production of the Portnoy Media Group.